Oh yeah. Yeah. Wow. Hey, Mike, I have a confession to make. You know that song, and we all know that song was made popular by Michael Jackson, obviously, but I had never heard this rendition before. I like
pretty cool,
it.
Huh?
I love it. That's going into the rotation. I'm stealing this one, brother.
Oh, nice.
I like this a lot. It had that Latin salsa flavor to it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. No, seriously, man. Hey, Mike, I caught myself doing it. Salsa. You can salsa, can't you, bro?
No, I can't even do butter, far less salsa.
You want to say something about Taylor Swift?
You know, I made a mistake, and I have to apologize to our audience because I never try to give people bad information, and I'm sure you agree, William. But
right.
I caught that song New Year's Day. I saw it on YouTube, and I didn't pay attention. I thought that when she was on Jimmy Fallon's show, they were talking about it being a new release.
Uh-huh.
And I should have looked a little further, and I didn't. But that was a new release back in November in 2017.
Yeah, that was so, new, all right. Okay.
It was a new release on the video that I saw on YouTube with her and Jimmy Fallon, but it was not a new release, and I apologize. I fall on my sword in front of all of you.
Hey, that's all right. It doesn't matter. You know what? I have no problem being wrong as long as I can get it right and own up to it.
I'll correct myself. And the song that you played, Michael Henderson, y'all might not know his name. Let me tell you a little bit of his background. It's very extensive, so I won't go into all of it. But you might know a couple of these names, maybe. He played with Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Marvin Gaye.
Whoa.
Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder,
come on.
The Dramatics. I think you might know a couple of those names, but he was the bass player for many of those artists.
I know all of those names. I know all of those names, and I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I think the professor and I covered him briefly, and there's so much information because the professor and I, we've been together for 4 years doing Monday Night Madness, and Michael Henderson's name has come up, but there's so much information that's disseminated on that show, folks. It's hard to keep up with all of it. The professor is an absolute genius, as far as, the research, the history. And many times I'm talking to him and I'm going back and forth and I'm asking him questions because he is a music historian. And he's not reading. He's not reading from notes. I'm saying, wait a minute. This guy has all of this knowledge about music. Now, occasionally he has to look things up and do research, obviously, and we fact check each other. But many times, Mike, I'm looking at him and he's not reading anything. He's just going right off the top of his head and giving us the life, the legacy, the history. You know, who these guys recorded with? I mean, some of the most, I wouldn't say mundane, but the things that you, everyday listeners wouldn't even know unless you did your research behind these people, and it's absolutely amazing. But getting back to that song, Billie Jean, that was Tony Sukar and Gene Rodriguez. I just got a text in from Kim Rogers because I had sent out a text earlier. I said, while it was playing, I said, wow, her and 7-Up both say they haven't heard the song. And Kim says, I haven't heard it either. She also goes on and said, that was fire. It was, Mike. Hey, going forward, man, let's incorporate a little more salsa music because we like to mix it up. We really like mixing up. Folks, you might hear anything on this network as long as it's real good and tasteful music. That's right. We play the good stuff, not the bad. That jam there. I'm going to have to play that again probably tomorrow, not tonight, but I'll play it tomorrow sometime. Love it, brother. Love
going
it.
Going in the rotation.
Repeat that.
I said going in the rotation.
Oh, in the rotation. The R word. I'm using the R word, folks. Okay. rotation. Now, let me tell you guys what that's all about. If there's a song that I really, really like, and Mike has provided many and I haven't even told him about a lot of these songs that I hadn't heard before. And so I add them to my Platinum Party Mix. Now, Mike, the Platinum Party Mix is about 1,280 songs. Okay? That's right. The Platinum Party Mix. I'll do that sometimes on Wednesday. WB's Blockbuster Platinum Party Mix 4.0. I know that's a lot to say, but we got a lot to do. And got more of that right here, Mike. Hey, tell everybody to kick back and grab the glass. This is Mel Waiters. Got my whiskey. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Coming at you.
Take a break. Play me some Marvin Cease or some Marvin Gaye. Call me later because I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight because I feel like giving up. Sit around all night long. I'm gonna dance until the morning comes. I'm gonna let all of my troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm ready for more. Good time. You're not going out to pick up anybody, right? All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. You got your money, you got your ride. Go head on and have yourself a good time. You know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say.
All right, all right. Oh, it's really good stuff here. Oh, let's see, what do I have for you? Oh, some Dinah Ross. Oh, yeah.
I cherish the moments with you.
Hey, great pick, Mike. You know, there's going towards the end of that that song, one of the baddest guitar solos, well, not solo, right? But guitar features in there, man. That run that he did on the guitar near the end, I've always loved that. Sometimes it takes an instrument or two, and I'm not even speaking of the singer right now, or the instrument or two, to make a song. Prime example, I remember going to a, most of you guys out there know, this group called War. They're very popular back in the 70s, right? 70s through the 80s. And War, I had a chance to see them out again at the, Coliseum. Every time you guys, you'll probably know about this place. I think you should visit, when you, if you, come into, Virginia, folks, into Richmond, brother. And I saw them and, they were good, but there was one piece missing. One piece missing. And, well, not the piece. The piece was there, but their regular drummer, he wasn't there. I think you heard me tell that story. He wasn't there. I don't know whether he was ill or whatever it was, but they had a substitute drummer and it threw things off a little bit, man. I said, wow. But anyway, Kim Rogers, I sent you a text. Was it last week? And I don't know whether you knew anything about him or not. A gentleman by the name of Teddy Swims. I think I sent you the text, a couple of songs that he sent up because I hadn't heard of him before. I got a text during the week, and Kim was telling me, Kim Rogers was telling me, hey, Kim out there in Longview, Texas, thank you so much for that. She sent me, she said, have you heard of this guy? And I says, no. And she sent me a couple of songs. So what I want to do, hey, Kim, in your honor, I'm going to grace you with a couple of songs by Teddy Swims. Mike, we'd like to do this for our audience. They do something, well, whether they're doing, listening is a lot for us. And when you make a contribution, we certainly, certainly appreciate it. So thank you. Keep the requests coming in. Send them in for us. We really like that. But anyway, there is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mike, this is one. I don't know whether you had a chance to hear. Okay. Oh, this one. Teddy Swims. I love this song anyway. And he does a beautiful job with it.
You did a little montage of his songs?
Turn down the lights. Turn down the pain.
Man.
Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me close. Don't patronize. Don't patronize. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And you can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in this final hour, I will lay down my heart, and I feel the power put you on. So I cannot see the love that you don't feel when you're holding me. Morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight.
Teddy Swims.
We knew we'd get there someday.
You're still the one.
That I think they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You still
nothing better. We beat the odds together. Glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They say that I bet they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
What's Tennessee Whiskey.
All right.
Spend my nights out in a bar room, liquor was the only love that I'd ever known. But see, you rescued me from reaching toward the bottle, brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. It's a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. For love and all the same old places, I found the bottom of the bottle was always dry. But see, you poured out your heart. I didn't waste it, 'cause there's nothing like your love getting me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
Wow, wow, wow. Hey guys, hey, this is, oh my goodness, Mad Mike and Wild Will coast to coast. Hey, leave the comments coming. Hey, that was, and we already know, Teddy Swims. Had never heard of this guy before. And, hey Kim, let me know, was he on American Idol? Or one of those shows? Mike, I don't know, I think I heard something to that effect, but I have no idea. But this cat, oh my goodness, I already put him in the rotation. And his covers are absolutely great. Who was that, that wrote that song originally? I Can't Make You Love Me. Who was that? Because we played her before and the face is, I can see the face, but I can't, the name escapes me right now. But his rendition of that, I Can't Make, oh my goodness. You're still the one. What's going on? And Tennessee Whiskey. Guys, I know you've heard various artists. Chris Stapleton is one of my favorites singing that song, Tennessee Whiskey. But Teddy Swims, he can do that too. Man, we'll come back with more information.
That song's been covered by a whole bunch of people and was done way back by some of the major country artists way before Chris Stapleton picked it up and ran with it and did a fantastic job.
You did an amazing job. Amazing. And I want to thank again, Kim Rogers for, turning me on to that gym. Yep. Going, rotation is already in the rotation, Kim. Thank you. Dr. Sim, CC. Oh my goodness. She said, this sounds great. She says, she's cooking her dinner right now. So she's jamming with Mad Mike and Wild Will while she's cooking dinner. Hey, that's a great time to do it.
As it should be, by the way. As it should be.
As it should be. Thank you so much there. 7-Up, you know, she's always there. We're going to have a contest and reward some of our avid listeners here. Well, 7-Up did win a $50 gift card. Yep. So there's more on the horizon, folks. So please share with a friend. Tell them, say, look, you can turn on this station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're going to find something. It's a variety station, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, a whole lot of stuff, interviews. Mike, we got some interviews coming up I need to tell you about also. I had a gentleman by the name of Vel Omar. Did you hear that show?
I've heard him twice now with your show, yes.
Yes.
Fabulous voice. In fact, I think I texted you back what a magnificent voice that man had.
You did. As a matter of fact, Warren did also. Right? Yes, yes, yes. It's just great, just great. And he loves being on. And so I told him that I would have him on perhaps our platform. I needed to run it by you, on our platform. So I already accepted it on your behalf.
Bring him on. Yeah, and we need to do a separate contest, by the way, for pictures. I need to do, I'll tell you what, I'll put up $25 for the best picture that is sent in, and we'll put it up behind me here from our listeners. So send us some pictures, and I'll pick the best of the bunch, and you're going to get $25 gift certificate on William's dime.
He loves spending my money. Yeah. Oh, God.
I am serious. You send us some pictures.
Hey, that's a bet. We can do that. We will absolutely do that, folks. And check us out. Now, how can you find us? Let's say, for instance, you are on Alexa, and somebody told you, say, hey, tell Alexa to play, you know, Studio W. But let's say, for instance, you love this station and you want to take it with you, and you have a cell phone, right, Android or Apple. Let's say you go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. Available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. Now, please go to the website. Guys, I think that you would love the website. If you haven't visited our website, I think you're missing a treat. Because it's a lot, it's done by one of my favorite guys in the whole world. That's my graphic designer, engineer, oh my God, computer tech. Mike, what doesn't Caven do?
And your grandson on top of
and
all
my
of it.
Grandson. Absolutely. So the flyers that you see, the website, check it out. StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. And you might be in the market for a website. Let us know about that too, okay? You can text me or call me 909-910-0265. 909-910-0265. Also use that number if you have a request that you want me and the Madman to play for you. All right? We're going to get with more music, but, oh, hey, Mike, it's time for the Mad Pick. Do you want to tell the audience what is the Mad Pick and Wild Pick? What are they all about?
Well, it can be serious or it can be funny. It can be just something that's a little bit outstanding out of the list that William and I create. So it's meant to be something unusual that, that we play about the middle of our show here. So somewhere about the hour and a half mark, we try to do the Wild Will and the Mad Mike Pick. And it's just something that stands out in William's mind or in my mind. And we hope you get a kick out of it. Or maybe even this one that's coming up from Garth Brooks, maybe bring a little tear to your eye. He wrote this and performed it shortly after the terrorist attack of 9/11. So,
wow. Hey, yep, absolutely.
Think about 9/11 and what it did to our country.
Oh, I have a story about that on the way back.
Cool.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's see. I hope I have it right here. Let's see. All right.
I really listen to the words. I mean,
New York City skyline
really
is forever changed.
The point
unspeakable
here.
Terrorist attacks. Four passenger planes.
The Manhattan skyline is still smoking at this hour, and the cities of New York and Washington have been virtually shut down after
an act of war that's been committed on the United States of America.
Arizona Senator John McCain.
I think the main chorus to the song. I think you can apply that to pretty much everyday life as well.
Into my one hand.
I saw Garth Brooks at the Royal Bowl years ago when he was one of his times he was going to leave the industry, and what a concert he put on. He did the first half of his concert by himself, and the last part of it was the Royal Bowl working for Max.
World Trade Center in New York. It's like whispering a prayer. Commuters were on their way to work this morning.
Is that the intro for like the video?
Big explosion. People started running. It was just chaos.
You'll never change.
First one went off, and 10 minutes later, it just blew up out of nowhere.
And no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that
it's not planned on my end.
The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says it doesn't get any worse than this.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe that it'll happen? And this is the worst.
The president is going to chair a National Security Council meeting by teleconference.
The attack was shut down.
Oh my God, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center.
Your federal government continues to function effectively.
It's continuing to build. It's getting black and blacker. Oh my God, I don't believe it. It's spreading so fast. Debris is falling off the building as I speak.
Two hijacked airliners slammed into the World Trade Center in New
York. Love and mercy still exist, while all the hatreds rage, and so many say that love is all but pointless, and madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss, and I hear them say, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know.
Did you break it, William?
That it will not change.
Man,
I'm on my end. I'm getting nothing.
Oh, let's see what's going on. Wow, I'm hearing it fine.
I'm not hearing the song at all.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Let's stop it right there. Now, Mike, can you hear me?
I hear you fine, but it just sounds like static in the background. I'm not hearing the song at all.
You're not hearing the song, so okay. Let's see what's going on here. All right. You know, I'm going to pull it up on another device in the meantime, and then
what are yours in the meantime?
Okay. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. I've been bouncing back and forth on this, back and forth. And let's see, oh my goodness. I had one, coming up. But anyway, I want to do something a little, oh boy. And this one you said, now I could hear that song loud and clear on my end, but I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to pull it up on another device and let's see if we can get, make that work for you. But anyway, I had one that I thought was funny. That one was sad. And speaking of 9/11, I remember, I was listening to KFI. I was listening to KFI, and I believe it was Bill Handel. And it was around, I don't want to guess, I'm heading to work. I had to be at work at 10. I think I may have been leaving about 9 o'clock or so. And listening to the radio, Bill Handel said, a plane just flew into one of the towers at the World Trade Center. Okay. Now keep in mind, now I knew a lot about the World Trade Center because I trained there. I was, that's how, I graduated from Morgan Stanley there and received my, licenses, you know, to be a broker. And that was really strange to me for a plane to be flying that low into a building. So the first one I'm saying, oh man, this is tragic. How could that be an accident? Minutes later, he came on, he says, a second plane just went into the second tower. And I said, oh my God, that was no accident. I knew then there was no accident. And what it is so near dear to me, is that, the second plane that flew into the second building went right through my classroom.
Ooh. Wow.
I wasn't there, obviously. I wasn't there. But anyway, it was just to this day, I will not watch a movie that has anything to do with 9/11. I can't watch it because what I can see is that people jumping out of buildings. You have a choice. Do you burn up or do you jump? In some cases, right? It was just the most horrible thing that ever happened, to this nation. So we'll talk about that and many other things coming up on, the Boomerang Radio Show. Tell us a little bit about the Boomerang, Mike.
Well, Boomerang is a great panel discussion about many different topics that are, somewhat controversial sometimes and sometimes not so controversial, but it's a panel of, anywhere from, four to seven of us that get on there. They're nice enough to invite me, in to be one of the panelists on occasions. So I'm very pleased about that. We've done three shows now on artificial intelligence.
Yep.
And that's very, very prevalent in the news these days because people are getting a little excited about, artificial intelligence and the damage that it made. Yeah, obviously it helped us a great deal in our lives, but the damage that it's doing as well. So, if you want to learn a little bit more about artificial intelligence and you want to listen to people that aren't mainstream media, which I advise you do, tune in with us for the Boomerang Show. So it's 3 o'clock my time, which is West Coast, and it's that would make it 5 o'clock your time on the East Coast. Am I correct, Wade?
That is about right. Well, no, actually, 6 o'clock here, and 3 o'clock where you are, 5 o'clock where Ann is. Ann is in Arkansas, and Ann, she's one of the major contributors there, has been with me for a while there, along with Dr. Demery, Dr. Cecilia Sims, my brother out there in Texas, we're talking about, Mr. Danny Tisdale. So we've got an excellent, panel. So anyway, I still, you know, going through all of these songs, I'm thinking, I said, oh, this one right here. Let's do it. Bobby Blue Bland. Called Members Only. One of my all-time favorite songs. Listen to the lyrics.
Why? Members only, it's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart. 'Cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman. Say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. Well, they throw in a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama. Go tell dad. Red or yellow, black or white, throw in a party, all for the sad and lonely, it's members only tonight. Members only, it's a private party, don't need no money. Qualified. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart, 'cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman. Say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. They're throwing a party for the broken hearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama. Lord, go tell daddy. Red or yellow, black or white, throw in a party for the sad and lonely, and it's members only tonight. 'Cause it's members only tonight.
Bobby Blue Bland. You know, Mike, there's certain voices. I've always loved his voice, his delivery. You know, like you take Sam Cooke or an Otis Redding, you know, Al Green, and those crooners, right? And those are voices that you just stick with. But Bobby Blue Bland, he has, was a distinctive to his voice. You know, he had the growl, you know, and he was I would classify him as a baritone, right? And with the soulful delivery of Mr. Bobby Blue Bland, one of my all-time favorites. That song also is one of my favorites, Members Only. Red or yellow, black or white, don't tell mama, don't tell dad, it's Members Only tonight. Hey, you're back with Mad Mike and Wild Will. Mike, I know you were having problems hearing your pick. Now, did you hear that?
That was fine.
Okay, great. I'm going to another device, and I'm going to play. Let's see if your song. Let's check this out right now.
Crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack.
Can you hear that?
You got that?
New York City skyline is forever changed.
A series of unspeakable terrorist attacks. Four passenger planes.
The Manhattan skyline is still smoking at this hour, and the cities of New York and Washington have been virtually.